चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूला भगत सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेम लति करमूला सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेम लति करमूला माधवासी भगत जननी यतन पालन करे माधवासी भगत जननी यतन पालन करे वसति वसति बोले परम आदर बोले गौर आमर एक वस्तान करल ब्राह्मण करल ब्राह्मण राम्य सब स्थान हरिव आमे प्रणय भगत कांग गंगावाजा सुनित माना अवसर का जाके
परम आनंद
सग सेवा करके आया सकल प्रपंच जाया सग सेवा करके आया सकल प्रपंच जाया यजन गृह भजन देखि गृह के रोग
भाया
यजन गृह भजन देखि गृह के रोग चरण सिर देखिया गंगा सुख न सीम ताया चरण सिर देखिया गंगा सुख न सीम ताया जाके जुड़ाया प्राणा माधव से कहीं जाला जाके जुड़ाया प्राणा माधव से कहीं जा गौरप्रिया सात सेवन जीवन साग गौरप्रिया सात सेवन जीवन साग भगत नद कृष्ण भजन अनुकूल पाय जा भगत नद कृष्ण भजन अनुकूल पाय जा प्रति दिवस परम सुख शिखर कार्यता प्रति दिवस परम सुख शिखर कार्यता भगत चरण रेणु भजन भगत सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेम लति चरम जय ट्रांसेंडेंटल डायरी प्रभुपाद इन लॉस एंजेलिस पेज नंबर 265 जून 5th 1976 व्हेन प्रभुपाद arrives back at the temple, he doesn't enter it through the front doors. He goes in through the side entrance which leads up to his rooms and then enters the temple room from there. This brings him in the opposite side of the temple room to his Vyasasana. On his immediate left, as he enters, there is a beautiful life-size diorama made by the devotees here of Mother Yashoda trying to tie naughty Krishna with a rope. Prabhupada sees it every morning during the class. Today, he told us a story illustrating how the Supreme Lord Krishna can become the son of Nanda and Yashoda. Krishna is always joyful, just like you see before you. Krishna is joyfully accepting to be bound up by his mother. He is the Supreme Lord. Nobody can chastise him, but he is taking pleasure. How my mother chastises me. This is also another pleasure pastime. Just like a very rich man, he daily eats very lavish foodstuff. Sometimes he wants, can you give me a little puffed rice? Puffed rice is not a very luxury food, but he likes this change of variety of enjoyment. So everyone worships God. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. So therefore God sometimes likes to hear, who will chastise me? He selects one of his devotees, first class devotees only. You become my father, you become a mother, and you chastise me. This is God's pleasure. Ananda Mayo Vyasa. Then that is God. Ananda. That is Ananda. Here, Mother Yashoda is going to bind Krishna. It is not his displeasure. He is not unhappy. He is feeling very happy. That is Krishna. So, in this way we have to understand Krishna thoroughly. And if you simply understand Krishna thoroughly, you become liberated. One may question that, they may neglect that. If Krishna is God, why Mother Yashoda is binding him? But he doesn't know that it is a pleasure for him. There are many instances. I will cite one instance. That there was a big prime minister in England, Mr. Gladstone. Perhaps you have heard the name. Queen Victoria's Prime Minister. So somebody came to see him, and the servant informed him that the Prime Minister is a little busy, wait. He was waiting, waiting. 1 hour passed and still no message. Then he pushed the door a little aside. He wanted to see what the Prime Minister is busy with. He thought the Prime Minister has become a horse and his grandchild is driving on him. Chalo, chalo. That is enjoyment. That is Prime Minister. But he has become a horse for his grandchild. So, this is the position of Krishna. Prabhupada has just sat down in the middle room for breakfast when Pradyumna came in, obviously quite disturbed. Prabhupada allowed him to come up to his small table, already set out with his silver thali of cut fruits, puffed rice and fried kaju. Pradyumna began to complain about the study group. Radha Vallabh mentioned yesterday, he told Prabhupada, one devotee was reported to have said that Gita was too body conscious and external, that he became inspired only by reading about Krishna's confidential internal dealings, especially those of the gopis. Srila Prabhupada was so disturbed by this news that the piece of fruit he held in his hand never made it into his mouth. Abandoning breakfast, he went back into his darshan room and called for all the GBC men and sannyasis, as well as for several members of the study group. He demanded to know who was involved. Hridayananda Maharaj told him that the head of the men's group was Puranjan Das, manager of the Spanish BVT operations, was immediately sent for, as was Sulachan Das, a brahmachari. I had gotten to know in Mayapur during the festival. As we awaited their arrival, Hridayananda Maharaj tried to assure Srila Prabhupada about Puranjan. He said that he was actually a sincere, level-headed person, but he didn't think he had sahajiya tendencies. He thought he was simply misled. I told Srila Prabhupada that Sulochana has approached me yesterday in an excited and conspirational mood to tell me about the surreptitious meetings. He was quoting parts of Chaitanya Charitamrita without. It seemed to me understanding them had many misinterpretations of the text. He had cited some verses which he interpreted to say that in each relationship with the Lord, there is something lacking, which he found only in the next rasa. He indicated they actually considered parental affection inferior to the gopi bhava platform. Because Lord Chaitanya said there is no higher way to serve Krishna than in the mood of the gopis. They were therefore concentrating on the gopis' lives very closely, for they exhibited the highest and most pleasing way to satisfy Sri Krishna. As I related the incident, Srila Prabhupada's anger flared up. Just see, he declared disgustedly, Mother Yashoda is less than the gopis. This is their understanding. And they want Siddha Deha. Prabhupada was furious that such things could develop within ISKCON. By this time, the men were in his room and for almost 3/4 hour he strongly rebuked the group, angrily refuting their every reasoning. He compared their exclusive focus on the gopis to jumping like monkeys. Puranjan said their intention was to simply scrutinize the activities of the gopis and develop the same aspirations because this was recommended by Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada got even furious, was in no mood for being modified, mollified. You want to scrutinize in the study Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, but why just parts about the gopis? Why don't you scrutinize studying where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Morkha Dekhi Karila Sasana. That his guru told him that you are a fool and told him he was not fit for anything but chanting Hare Krishna. Why don't you understand that part? First become a fool, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before his guru. Just jumping over like a monkey, nonsense. Puranjan tried to reassure him that they were not attempting to imitate the gopis' love. They were simply studying the description so they could develop such desires. Prabhupada's flush, his tip, his lip quivering. First deserve, then desire. There is no question of desire unless one is actually liberated. Until that point, you simply do whatever service the Guru tells you. So long as there is any pinch of material desire, there is no question of desiring on spiritual platform. He said the imitate gopi leelas were discussed by Lord Chaitanya only among three most confidential associates, Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, and Sikhi Mahiti. Siddhadeya is for liberated souls, no one else. Sulajana said that they had thought it was all right because it was in Prabhupada's books, that they were only reading his books. Prabhupada told them that just because a drugstore has every type of drug, it does not mean that one can get them without prescription. The doctor prescribes according to the disease. He said that from the beginning stage of devotional service up to the highest rasa, everything is there in the books, but they were not all to be immediately followed. He ordered them not to hold any more meetings and to disband the Gopi Bhav Club. He directly linked the Sahajiya tendency to our ISKCON devotees meeting with Babaji in Vrindavan. He is not one of the study group, but even leaving his ears unblocked while the man spoke to him about so-called Siddha Deha, after sending them out duly chastised. Prabhupada explained to us that Sahajiya philosophy means the preaching will be finished. So try to serve them. He advised the GBC man. In Vrindavan, many Sahajiyas would ask, "Oh Swamiji, why are you bothering to preach? Why not just stay in Vrindavan and do your bhajan?" At 10 a.m., Prabhupada, along with a small group of senior men, visited the place inside the temple buildings where the diorama exhibit is being constructed. It occupies the site of the old temple room and consists of a narrow passage that takes the viewer past various alcoves wherein the dolls will reside. Although the walk-through exhibit will be small and cramped, Prabhupada appreciated that the devotees have made use of every available inch of space. From there, he went over to the diorama workshop directly opposite the temple complex and the Venice Boulevard. Bharadwaj Das and his crew were working long hours, making a variety of displays which depict verses and philosophical concepts from Bhagavad Gita. They have spent $70,000 so far to make the complete exhibit. Amayat Madas has custom built a computer to control the audio visual effects and partial animations. Srila Prabhupada was taken on a guided tour, stopping at each exhibit in the making. Before they make anything to actual size, they construct miniature figures. Prabhupada saw these as well as some full-size ones. He gave advice and complimented the devotees for their expertise. The dioramas are indeed beautiful. They include changing bodies, showing a body going through various stages from baby to youth to middle age and finally death, while the soul remains the same. One of the chariots being pulled by 5 wild horses, plunging off a cliff's edge to illustrate the body and its out-of-control desires. The dasavataras surrounding a particularly attractive full-size figure of Gopal Krishna sitting on a rock, and a grand display of universal form as seen by Arjuna, complete with demigods, gandharvas, siddhas, charanas, workshop surrounded by multiple figures of winged gandharvas lined in rocks above our heads. It was almost like being in the heavenly planets. One exhibit in particular is truly wonderful, that of Srila Prabhupada himself sitting at his writing desk in his Radha Damodar room in Vrindavan, made by Lochan Das. The exhibit will be designed so that the head of the diorama slowly looks up as the rays of the rising sun fill the room. Prabhupada had not been informed that his figure actually moved. As he approached it, the devotees switched on the mechanism, causing the head to look up, just as Prabhupada reached it. His reaction was delightful, mixed with humility, appreciation and wonder. So realistic is the figure that it was like gazing at 2 Srila Prabhupadas simultaneously. Bharadwaj has also made Garuda Stambha, a column with Garuda, the bird carrier of Lord Vishnu, on top. Prabhupada said it should sit outside the front of the temple, looking towards the deities. He sanctioned their fiberglass mass production methods, since this brings savings in original costs and wear and tear. Plus, the molds can also be used for other exhibits. They are already planning museums in New York, London, and other sites. At the end of this hour, Srila Prabhupada sat for a few minutes in the office. The devotees offered him Guru Puja and Prasadam. During Prabhupada's massage, a former sannyasi, Rishi Kumar Das, visited. He sat before Prabhupada, his hair an unruly mass, his mind so disturbed, his eyes constantly rounded, and his complexion dark pallid. Prabhupada had previously held high hopes for him. He asked Rishi Kumar why he had come and what he was doing. Rishi Kumar said that he had not come for any particular purpose but to see Srila Prabhupada. He said he was thinking of working as a cook at the new devotee restaurant, Govinda, at Laguna Beach. Prabhupada eyed him very gravely and said, "My advice to you is that you now you are here, stay with us and do not go away again. You have been away for a long time, never mind. What is done, now again you can rise up. A soldier may be wounded in the fight, but he can rise up again and still become victorious. I was so surprised that you have become like this. I never even dreamed you will become like this. Although Prabhupada spoke so frankly to him, he did not seem to take much effect. Rishi Kumar returned to Laguna Beach in the evening. Tamal Krishna Maharaj reported that Pragosh Das, one of the top book distributors in USA, is learning how to distribute sets of books door to door from an encyclopedia sales team. So you should also become, no? Every devotee becomes expert in something. Somebody in stitching, somebody in books, somebody in cooking, somebody in different things. So Pragosh Das, you heard his name? He also said the news has come about Madhu Dvisha. He arrived in Hawaii one day after Prabhupada departed for Los Angeles and is living with Subal Das, another former sannyasi. So it seems he wanted to avoid meeting his divine grace. This is the shameful position that the illusory energy of the Lord places us in, that we cannot even meet Guru Maharaj or spiritual master. Prabhupada was sad to hear this, but reconciled to the fact that Madhu Dvisha has own choice. In the late evening, Prabhupada relaxed on his bed in the semi-darkness with me standing by his side massaging his legs. Prabhupada's mind turned to the morning confrontation with Gopi Bhava study group. He talked a little of the perversions of the bogus Babaji in Vrindavan, who in the name of Siddhadeha dress up as gopis and Krishna and enjoy illicit sex life. He chuckled and asked, "So they are wearing saris?" He was asking about our man. Although he said it in a light manner, it made me realize just how dangerous this attitude is if left unchecked. She wanted to learn driving bus. This Mataji, big bus, I want to drive. So I told her, you also undergo a gender operation. Nowadays, doctors do operations. Men can become women, women can become men. If she is too interested to drive big buses, then she should also undergo an operation and become man. So, this June 6, 1976. The morning walk was as usual up on the cliff in the brisk morning air. Because of chill, Prabhupada walked with his chadar draped over his head. Sometimes he wears his woolen hat. Then as the sun comes up, it heats the atmosphere. He allows me to remove his heavier coverings. In the car on the way back to greet their lordships, Prabhupada said something very interesting about future possibilities of our movement. Rameshwar Maharaj was telling Prabhupada that he thought as our movement becomes greater and greater, the act of taking Krishna Prasadam at restaurant or at our Sunday festival will be like a national pastime. Prabhupada agreed and added, Radha Yatra, introduced in every city. You already got some national holidays. You will get everywhere. In this way, one day we will capture the whole government and you will become the president. She wants to run the all-woman ISKCON temple. She wants to make a group. And they want to do an all-woman Radha Yatra. Is that right? Tamal Krishna smiled because there is woman, all woman banks, many things are there nowadays. So like that, everything managed by woman. Tamal Krishna smiled at Prabhupada's unexpected statement. Rameswara, he said for confirmation, yes, Prabhupada said, grinning along with us, thinking of the former attempts to enter politics by devotees in Atlanta. Rameswara asked Prabhupada, he said, Balwan, Prabhupada continued smiling, Balwan may be his secretary. A little shy to accept Prabhupada's praise and not wanting to upstage Balwan, Rameshwar asked him, Srila Prabhupada, I was told you once said that he would be in the White House before he is 40 years old. Prabhupada laughed and shook his head. No, I did not. Then he went on quite seriously. If you bring public in your favor, that is not difficult, yes. A Krishna conscious man is a Krishna conscious man, give him vote. This opinion you should bring, that's all. Prabhupada has said this before, that if enough people become devotees, a country could have a Krishna conscious government. It is simply a question of attracting enough votes. He is sure it can be done. One day our men will be leaders of the government. Rameshwar asked, yes. Leader means as soon as you make the public in your favor, you are a leader. But they will actually take on the government. Why not? Prabhupada told him. This is Krishna desire. Kurukshetra battle was for this purpose. The Pandavas should be on the throne, not Duryodhana. This is Krishna conscious movement all round. Not that we are simply chanting in the temple room. We are fighting also. Arjun monks, Tamal Krishna people. Yeah, oh yes. Prabhupada agreed. All round. They may not misunderstand us that we are pacifists, a sect of religious shape. No, we want to remodel everything. There is something we have to get out of their heads. I venture that we are just some kind of select sect, something that they will understand as they read our books. Prabhupada assured us we are all-round reformer. Rameswara Maharaj made a pertinent observation. They have created so many problems that to manage their government is the biggest headache. Prabhupada agreed and pointed out where to begin the reform. ISKCON government means this. Stop all these four things. No slaughterhouse, close. No meat eaters, they may complain. No, you are not forbidden to eat meat. You can eat, but slaughterhouse, in your house. The government is not going to allow public slaughterhouse. That's all. We don't forbid you to eat meat. You can do at your home. Yes. The cows will die of old age. That they can eat. Yes. If you like to eat cow, eat immediately dead cow. It was not another of those little insights into the vision. Srila Prabhupada asked for the Krishna conscious movement. He has many, many ambitions and they are unlimited. He only partly revealed to us. Srimad Bhagavatam class was on 6th canto, chapter 1, text number 40. The Yamadutas replied to Vishnu Dutas that whatever is in the Vedas constitutes dharma. Anything outside that is irreligion. As Srila Prabhupada delivered his lecture, the devotees sat attentively before him, packed into every corner of the spacious temple room, eager to hear his every word. And what he spoke today was perfectly apt for us. The Yamadutas were not very advanced. So far their position was, they were very odd looking, not to be supposed very civilized, uneducated. But how they are explaining about dharma, because the challenge was that if you are the servant of Dharmaraj, then explain what is dharma. It doesn't matter whether a man is civilized or uncivilized, or good looking or bad looking. But he has got proper guide, then he can speak right thing. They are not manufacturing anything. They are saying, iti susruma, what we have heard from our master, this is to be knowledge. In a sense, we are like the lesions of Yamaraj, rough, uncultured individuals, uneducated in the principles of real human life. We have but one asset, the perfect master, Srila Prabhupada. And we have but one good trait, full faith in whatever he tells us. As Yamaraj sends his dutas all over the universe to safeguard dharma, similarly, Prabhupada is sending us all over this planet as the representatives to reintroduce real dharma to a world immersed in sinful life. As he told us this morning, you just try to hear from the saintly person, the devotee. If you hear from the devotee, he is actually self-realizing. One who has seen God through the Shastra, and never mind what you are. You may be a Brahmin, you may be a Kshatriya, you may be a Sudra, you may be a Sannyasi, you may be American, you may be Indian. Whatever you may be, that doesn't matter. Remain in your place. Sthane Stita, simply here, Shruti Gatam, Tanuvan, then one day, what will be the result? Now, God who is unconquerable, nobody can conquer. He will be conquered simply by hearing properly. This is the process. Therefore, he says, Susruma, humble, meek, and hear. Then you will understand God. Then you will understand what is religion. Then you will understand everything. Not only religion, God, but how to do everything. At 10 a.m., Srila Prabhupada went to Golden Avatar Studios. Just a few blocks from the temple, Krishna Kanti Das at the recording studio, and $30,000 worth of equipment. They pay for it by leasing it out to Karmis a few times a week at the rate of $20 per hour. After inspecting the control room, Prabhupada sat down behind a microphone to sing. I had suggested to Krishna Kanti that he should ask Prabhupada to sing his own poem, Markine Bhagavata Dharma. But Krishna Kanti was uninterested. He requested Prabhupada to sing Mahamantra, because there is no recording of his divine grace. Which ISKCON actually owns. Prabhupada happily obliged and chanted Hare Krishna while playing the harmonium. After that he sang one of his favorite bhajans, Gauranga Raduti Pada. Wearing his black rimmed spectacles, his face reflecting a deep intensity of devotion, he pumped the harmonium with his left hand and dexterously pressed the keyboard with his right, producing a wonderful melody of notes in accompaniment. His sonorous voice resonated the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unfortunately, no one could play drum properly to accompany him. Because of the shortage of time, Prabhupada therefore agreed to return later and play it himself. Krishna Kanti will dub it in. Krishna Kanti and Mangalananda Prabhu, who is an excellent singer, requested permission to record an album of modern music. After they assured him that the songs would all be Krishna conscious, Prabhupada agreed. Rameswar Swami enthusiastically asked if such a record could be played in the temple. Prabhupada pulled a face. "Why in the temple?" he asked. More news of the Indian Library Party. Success from Amogha Das, the Bombay Vice President. 10 new orders from Jaipur and Agra, along with 2 from Indian Institute of Technology, Mumbai. They even received 2 orders from a college our men have not yet visited. Amogha also mentioned that a Bombay hotel developer has just brought 120 Bhagavad Gita to give out. So in Kavali, we are going to book lots of, in all the schools, colleges, some set, big set. If they are not ready for 5,000, we give them all small sets. In response to Prabhupada's written request from Hawaii, Amogha gave a detailed description of what books constitute a standing order. Most of the big colleges and libraries are ordering full set of Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as single volumes like Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya and other small books. They usually pay on invoice and the books are all shipped out immediately. For smaller colleges, they make more flexible arrangement, supplying some books immediately and then perhaps one per month, billing them as each volume goes out. Some libraries may order just Srimad Bhagavatam or just Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Naturally, Srila Prabhupada was very glad to hear the news. Having lived in and preached all over North India, and having made an attempt to get his original set of 3 Bhagavatam into many of the same institutions, either personally or through a distributor, Prabhupada is more than happy that his disciples are now succeeding in book distribution. "The library party is doing very nicely," he wrote back. "It is nectar to my ears to hear the list of schools which are taking our books." Giriraj Prabhu, the president of Bombay Temple, also sent a letter handed delivered by Yogamaya Devi Dasi. She brought the 3 bottles of Brahmi oil to the Prabhupada's request from Giriraj. Well, now Giriraj reported some progress in selling rooms in the guest house. At least 10 have been sold. With the understanding the donors or their immediate family may occupy the room anytime they like during their lifetime. However, he mentioned that in Tirupati, they only allow occupation for 2 months per year. The Prabhupada desired, he said, we could change this to the standard without the donors objecting. Srila Prabhupada thought this 2 months plan was better and instructed Giriraj to make the change. He told him that the apartment in Mumbai costs at least 2 lakhs, and if people know, they can get a self-contained room for only 50,000 and remain permanently. It will cause great block. He also told him to limit the time life members can occupy the room to a maximum of 3 days. Most of his reply, though, concerned the upcoming Gita Pratishthan meeting. Ramakrishna Prasad has replied to Srila Prabhupada's last letter, and it seems the date is 6th, so Prabhupada will not be able to attend. Prabhupada advised Giriraj to go along with Gopal Krishna to, in his place, if it appears wise. The organizer highly placed men with direct connection to the government. So Prabhupada gave some lengthy, detailed instructions to Giriraj how to deal with it. This is the line you should adopt. We are already propagating Gita, but as it is, without changing. This should be the method. Krishna is not going to flatter the politicians and learned scholars. Rather, Krishna is teaching them how to flatter Krishna. Namam dushkutram muda prapadyante naradama. If one is not prepared to surrender to Krishna, then what is the meaning of preaching Gita? If one has got their own philosophy, then let them preach their own philosophy. But do not do in the name of Gita. This is our protest to all the interpreters of Gita. If they do not believe in God, Krishna, then they don't want to surrender him, then let him preach atheism. Everyone has got freedom to do. But why through Gita? This is like a man who wants to smoke ganja, but he doesn't want to be caught. So he takes friend's hand and smokes it in his hand. Then when the authorities come, he says, oh, I have not smoked ganja. See, my hands are clear. The idea is that if one wants to preach Gita, then he must preach it as it is. Otherwise, don't go through the Gita. So as my students, he can speak very tactfully. One thing, if they are serious, you are prepared to preach. So together, your men, our men, let us preach. The Gita is seen as important preaching work, then the government should help. They should give all facilities. The government can help in the following ways. For instance, 1. Our members want to stay and preach, but the immigration department is giving us trouble. They are driving us away. So a few Indians are coming, but the Americans and Europeans are coming. Indian educated boys, they are after money. They are not joining. This must be tackled tactfully. Our mission is to preach Gita. The best thing that If we can conjointly preach, we can benefit the whole of India and the whole of the world. We know that Vinobaji is very respected and they can do a great deal to help our preaching mission. Secondly, just like we require vehicles, we can bring vehicles and men, but they should be allowed to stay without immigration gagging, that we should go. Unnecessarily we have to spend so much money. So do it very nicely and tactfully. Prabhupada also added a note about his new residence at Hare Krishna land. I am anxious to know when my quarters will be ready. In your last letter you gave me an attractive idea of my quarters. So I am anxious for it. Please keep me informed. Today is Sunday and the traditional feast was held in the afternoon. I went down just to check out the crowd. I was surprised to see a small procession of placard carrying demonstrators pacing back and forth on the front side walk. They were apparently disgruntled parents hoping to attract the attention of His Divine Grace while He is there. I asked Ranasura about it on my return upstairs and he informed me that they are part of the new so-called deprogramming group. He dismissed them as a nuisance only. I asked if Prabhupada knew about them and he said no. He had not told him because he did not want to unnecessarily disturb him. I agreed that was the best policy. But Prabhupada was not on. Because Sri Prabhupada was not requested to speak to the feast crowd, he went on with the usual program of receiving guests in the darshan room and remained unaware of the demonstration. A famous professional tennis player visited in the late afternoon with some members of his coaching organization who are interested in Krishna consciousness. He told Sri Prabhupada that the men he signs up as staff coaches must follow the four regs. If they break them, they are released and cannot rejoin. This is actually written into their contracts. They try to preach, although not too directly, and if someone shows a favorable attitude, they try to nourish it. A few of them who are tuned into more spiritual side of the things are gradually introduced into the philosophy if they show some inclination. He said the biggest difficulty is the long hours they work, a regimen of 16-18 hours work days makes difficult for them to chant 16 rounds each day. He asked Prabhupada if it is all right to chant only 8 or 10 rounds. Prabhupada appreciated their sincerity and was very friendly to them, but he held firm to the standard of 16 rounds. The meeting was very congenial. Srila Prabhupada thanked them for their efforts and encouraged them to continue. Prabhupada is still meeting with Haigrava Prabhu on the philosophy work. He has done Satre and several others during the last few days. Today, he finished it. His critic of Augustine and started Equinox. Prabhupada continues to go into the garden each afternoon, at least for a couple of hours. Many guests come and there was no question to answer. He has the devotees read from the books. June 7th, 1976. We'll continue. Srila Prabhupada.